Radhe Radhe. The meaning of Diksha, or initiation, Guru Tattva. What is the meaning of Diksha? Diksha. When we take initiation from a guru, a bona fide guru, Diksha means admission into the family of servitors, Krishna's family, loving servants, eternal loving servants, the Achyuta Gotra. Initiation means we adopt a new identity, Krishna Das, Radhadasi. We accept a new name, a mantra, a new perception, understanding, the Krishna conception, and we follow a new lifestyle and follow four regulative principles. Everything we do is centered around pleasing God, who is coming to us, near and dear, near to us as Sri Guru. Now, the eternally bound in misery conditioned soul thinks, now that I'm initiated, I am beginning or starting my eternal service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And I'm leaving once and for all this mundane material plane of misconception, the realm of Maya, that which is not. Maya, not this. Now I am entering the land of Lug, Goloka Vrindavan, within the Achyuta Gotra, the family of God, Radha Govinda Yugal, and all their selfless, sweet servitors, like Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka, Sri Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Brinda Devi, Purnamasi, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Sridham, Subal, Madhavangal. The disciple thinks, I will no longer participate in the world of exploitation, taking, grabbing, collecting, and arranging everything for my own individual selfish pleasures. Diksha, or initiation, means understanding that Krishna is my guardian, my all and all. Initiation means leaving all other duties and responsibilities. The disciple promises to approach Sri Krishna for his service. Initiation means to receive this type of knowledge of self-identity, real, eternal act of service to the Absolute Person in a loving relationship with Krishna. Diksha means disciple realizes by the mercy of his guru and the guru's instruction, the disciple thinks, I belong to Krishna wholesale. I am Krishna's property. He is my master, my controller. Krishna can use me in any way. I am no longer free to leave him. My program and my entire life is within the area of Krishna's service. A disciple thinks, O my Lord, O Sri Krishna, my interest is the same as yours. Whatever you want, I want to offer to you, beginning with my very self, my life, my breath, my body, my mind and words. Everything and all things are for you. Oh, my most dear, sweet Lord Shyam, we are one and the same in quality. When the disciple takes initiation and begins to think and feel like this, then Sri Krishna responds to the surrendered soul, to that disciple, that Sharanagata Jiva, and accepts the disciple as his own, a ward of the state. At that time, when one is accepted, Bhagavan Sri Krishna takes responsibility for our lives according to the degree of our surrender. Initiation means that the disciple truly feels and believes, quote, Krishna has all rights over me. I am his, and I am to be used by him only and none else. What does the guru do for the disciple? There's a prayer in Prarthana by Narottam. I believe it's maybe Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. The Guru shows the disciple the unseen world, the reality behind the cover. And when the disciple sees the unseen, which is none other than the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, then the disciple finally perceives the real meaning of human life. Then he begins to develop an individual relationship with the eternal true object of love and affection. Then that conditioned soul, now an initiated disciple, leaves behind and forgets the seen world and all its various designations and illusions. Om Agyana Timirandasya, Agyana Timira Andasya. This Timira, this darkness, is compared to deceit, which appears. There's four types of deceit: Dharma, Karma, Dharma, Art, Kama, Moksha. If one has material desires for religious merit, profit and money, sense enjoyment, and ultimately liberation, this is the Timira Andasya. This is the darkness of ignorance, a type of deceit and cheating. When one is overcome by these four types of desires, he forgets he's an eternal servant of Krishna. And when one forgets his eternal position and adopts the false identity, he pursues the four non-devotional objectives in the form of Dharma, Art, Kama, and Moksha. Artha and Kam, money and enjoyment, they represent the dark ignorance of the conditioned soul. Artha means senses and objects of the senses, and Kam, as in Art, Kam, means the intense lust and desire to enjoy these sense objects without considering between right and wrong, virtue and sin. Agyana Timirandasya, Gyana Anjana Shalakaya. A shalaka is an instrument, usually metal or glass, shaped like a stick, used to apply medicinal ointment to the eye to cure a disease. The conditioned souls, their ignorance can be destroyed by the ointment of divine knowledge of Sri Krishna and our eternal identity as God's loving servants. Sri Guru teaches the disciple Sambandha, foundation, Abhideya, practical engagement, and Prayojana, the culminating goal. Sambandha means the foundation, the basis, the relationship between me and God, Jiva and Bhagavan. It's the starting point, the solid ground of spiritual life. Sambandha means awakening knowledge. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is my eternal Lord and Master, and I am his servant. And then Abhideya, the means, adopting sadhana practices, Krishna bhajan. Devotional service is my only duty, one believes that, and the only purpose of my life. When knowledge, or sambandha, of one's eternal relationship with Krishna is attained by mercy of Sri Guru, then all our attachments and possessiveness toward bodily things and matters not related to Krishna, in other words, mundane relatives, societies, and friends, is a loss. And then a deep possessiveness towards Krishna, mamata, towards Radha and Krishna, descends to the heart of the disciple, causing pure bhakti to awaken. A similar song by Narottam Das, Sri Guru Chakshudana Dilaye Jami Jami Prabhasai. After I took initiation, the spiritual master gave me spiritual insight, wealth, charity of real sight, transcendental vision. Sri Gurudev has shown me the way, the light, and the absolute truth. Krishna's Kaviraj says 2:22:24, only by worshipping Sri Guru and serving the Guru can one attain Krishna's lotus feet. By giving initiation, Sri Guru opens the deluded eyes, blind, then makes him qualified preceptor, makes him qualified to perceive spiritual things and spiritual people, spiritual places and spiritual concepts. And then the Guru blesses the disciple with ambrosial relish of bhajan, non-bhajan. Birth after birth, the disciple says, same Guru. Birth after birth, the disciple stays with the same Guru. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, 2:22:24, only by worshipping Sri Krishna, Krishna Bhajan, and serving Guru, Krishna, Guru Sevan, can one attain Krishna's lotus feet. At the time of initiation, a spiritual master combines his compassion, his personal power of devotion, bhakti shakti, and his personal bhavas collected from his worship of Radha and Krishna. And then he infuses pure devotion into the heart. So the word Diksha, the D in Diksha stands for Divya Gyan, or divine wisdom, transcendental knowledge. This clear, true conception, the Krishna conception, or Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, without it, we are suffering from ignorance and false understanding of the environment, the world, our own individual roles, and the purpose of life. What is the ignorance, self-interest, separativeness, independence? I have separated interests, and so does every other single conditioned soul. Conscious of a common center, our eternal identity, a connection with God, the sweet absolute Lord Sri Krishna, and we attain divine knowledge. Sri Guru is not actually God, but he's representative of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna is the Adi Guru. The original Guru is actually God. Sri Krishna is the Adi Guru, appearing before us in the form of his expansion as a bona fide spiritual master. Krishna is known as the Vyasti Guru. He destroys the ignorance of conditioned soul by giving bhakti, pure devotional service. The Guru of everyone and all else are merely Krishna's beloved Loka's representatives, empowered expansions of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Because it is a purely political post, but nevertheless, spiritual master is the direct manifestation of Lord Sri Krishna, and the pure servant and representative of the Lord. Krishna sends a conditioned soul to a guru. Then in the form of a guru, Krishna delivers the devotee. Therefore, the relationship or sambandha between a spiritual master and disciple is as good as his relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna tells Uddhava, Acharya, Acharya Mabijanyan, the spiritual master is me. The guru is identical with Krishna in the sense that Sri Guru is one at heart with Sri Krishna, or very near and dear to Krishna. Mukunda Preshta, Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, Chaksudana Diloye Jami Jami Prabhupada. The Guru has given me the greatest charity or wealth in the form of sight, transcendental vision. He has shown me the way, the light of absolute truth. He is Sri Guru, Krishna has said. Jai Ho, Sri Guru. So these are some nice points glorifying Guru. So one will be careful not to commit mad elephant offense.